This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A former U.S. ambassador has been arrested in Miami. AP correspondent Sagar Magani says he was secretly spying for Cuban intelligence.
A former U.S. ambassador has been charged with secretly spying for a Cuban intelligence. Manuel Rocha held top diplomatic spots in Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. interest section in Havana. Court papers allege Rocha was a Cuban mole, engaging in clandestine activity on Havana's behalf for more than 40 years, dating to when he first joined the State Department in 1981. Rocha faces federal charges, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. He was caught after the FBI learned of his Havana ties last year and arranged undercover meetings with someone purporting to be a Cuban spy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Guinea-Bissau's president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, has dissolved parliament after what he said was an attempted coup last week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports he has proposed new elections but has not specified a date.
The announcement was quickly dismissed as unconstitutional by one of Embalo's main rivals, Domingos Simoes Pereira. He was president of the parliament and head of the PAIGC party that won a majority in legislative elections in June. That result halted Embalo's plans for a constitutional change that would have allowed him to consolidate power by removing the semi-presidential system.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says there was an attempt to overthrow Embalo in February of 2022. During that attempt, a number of people were killed. There have been a number of coups in this country since it gained independence.